Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
Hope you're having a good day. After yesterday's show, I met a friend last night. Now, they said something to me that only a friend could get away with saying. This person, one of my best friends, known each other for 30 years. I hadn't seen them probably for a good year, I would reckon. Sat down for some food and drink last night, and the first thing they say, "I see you have also decided to stay off the jabs then." Wow. We were sat in Nando's at the time, so it's obvious that I was about to eat a lot of chicken, but still, what a greeting. They went red, I laughed. "Could have been worse," they said. "I could have said that, and you reply, 'No, I've been on them for 6 months.'" I see you've also decided to stay off the jabs. My simple question to you is this: what has been said to you that only a friend could get away with? I want to hear, it'll make me feel better. The first couple of messages that have been texted in are related to mums. I can't read them out, okay? You know what you're doing. Please share ones that are broadcastable. Like this from Sue in Camberley. Says, "I've just started Reformer Pilates. I told my best friend. The first thing she said was, 'God, how are you getting on with that? With your lack of coordination.'" Brilliant. Only a friend could get away with it. One of the interesting things is a lot of you have decided to also share things that parents have said to you. I guess it's a similar thing. Adam says, "Are you wearing recycled clothes? Because that looks like a tea towel." Adam says that came from a boss. That's an HR one, surely. Tracy says, "My friend said to me, 'I broke a tooth and I couldn't eat.' And the friend said, 'Well, at least you won't starve anytime soon.' Only a friend could get away with it." And then Christy in the West Midlands says, "I'd just had my hair cut off to my long bob. It was halfway down my back and doing my head in. I sent my mum a pic, really chuffed with it, and her response was, 'Oh, you haven't cut all your hair off, have you? Oh, well, it will grow back.' Thanks, mum. Keep them coming. We'll add parents to the list. Parents and friends, the things that only they can get away with." Sarah in North Wales says, "While at work in the toilets, me and my best friend were talking. She asked me to look at the size of their spot. Unfortunately, I replied with, 'Which one?' Richie, I had some new headshots done," says this text, 81215. "I picked the one that I wanted to use. My husband said it was a good photo as it made me look friendly." I don't think that's a husband trying to be clever. I think they're trying to say the right thing, which is very, very hard. Another one here. "My friend said to me that she wanted to set me up with a really nice chap. She thought we'd be perfect because he was fed up of dating pretty vacuous girls." Backhanded compliment. And then this is brutal. "I was wearing a designer felted green jacket. I thought I looked elegant. My mum saw me. 'That jacket makes you look like Kermit the Frog.' Cheers, mum." Here's another one from the Mum Files. "I told my mum I wanted short hair, to which she replied, 'You have to be pretty for short hair.'"
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
Dinner is a question that I want to ask tonight. I have not been organised enough to do a shop this week. So I've asked ChatGPT to come up with some ideas for dinner with what is left in the cupboard and the freezer. I kind of figured, A, that saves me from going to the supermarket, B, saving me from spending any money. But is this going to work? Could AI replace Delia Smith and AC Harriet? All sorts of stories about jobs it's going to replace. Is it going to replace the TV chefs with their cookbooks? This is the five meals. I only wanted a meal for tonight. It's come up with the next 5 days' meals from stuff from the cupboard and the freezer. Chorizo and sun-dried tomato penne. Sounds all right. Gochujang coconut chicken noodles. Once again, sounds all right. This is where I think it goes south pretty quickly. Tomato and chili tuna spaghetti. I'm not sure about that. Chorizo and tomato paella style rice. And then finally, teriyaki tuna steaks with rice. One of the takeaways I have got is that there's way too much tomato, tuna and rice left over in my cupboards because they're pretty much in every single meal that it's suggested.
Absolute Radio.
Absolute Radio. The Daily Takeaway.
Simple question. Are you home or not home tonight? Want to know? If you give us the details, you could be walking away from the show tonight with something that would complete your home. The British Gas Bush and Ritchie Home Time Doormat. 8:12:15 for your text, please. Ritchie, we are at home after picking up our granddaughter from Forest School. We're now out to cut up and pickle our homegrown gherkins. Say Jamie and Sally. Sounds lovely. If I was going to grow anything at home, I don't think gherkins would be the first thing on my list. But enjoy. Stuart in Ellesmere Port says, I am home on holiday all week, having fun with my 8-year-old daughter, Holly. Monday, walked 11 kilometres around Liverpool. Yesterday, we did 14 kilometres around Chester. More relaxed today, just the cinema and watching Wicked at home. How are you getting an 8-year-old to walk 11 kilometres and then 14 kilometres in two consecutive days, says the father of an 8-year-old. Barely get him to walk upstairs and do his teeth. Andy in Burnley, definitely not home. We're stuck on the M5, have been for an hour, then stuck on the M6 for another hour. So yeah, definitely not home. That's word for word how he's typed it. Sounds like he's coping with it fine. Mark and Joanne are Wales bound. They are not home, off in their caravan from the Midlands. It's the other half's birthday. They never make clear whether it's Mark or Joanne who is celebrating, but that's by the by. Jackson and Dad heading to ice hockey training this evening. Very much not home. Your details, please. Sarah in Sunderland is home. Dungeons and Dragons game tonight. She says the gang will be here soon. I'm prepping chicken wraps as the pre-game grub. Sounds good. We are home. Washing is out, says this text, and I'm chopping homegrown marrow to roast with vegetables to accompany with dinner. Husband currently picking blackberries in our garden. Good life vibes from the 70s and 80s there. Evie says, I'm not home. I'm on my way to my boyfriend's to cook tacos and drink some chicken wine. Dale, hanging on. Dale, are you home or not home?
I'm home.
And what are you doing?
I am going retro and playing on my Sega Dreamcast, playing on Sega Rally.
Oh, my God. Wow. So let's try and date the Sega Dreamcast. I mean, as an Arsenal fan, I'm thinking back to the early noughties when we had, like, the Dreamcast on our... It was a shirt sponsor. So would it be about then? Is that your original game, Dale?
Yeah, the console came out. Very first when I come out, when I started the apprenticeship, 1999, when I first got my Dreamcast, my first wage.
And is this the same one?
Yes, it's still the same one.
Oh, wow. You've looked after this for like 27 years.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's had a few upgrades to it, like, but yeah, it's still working. It's still the same shell.
Trigger's broom comes to mind here, Dale.
I've got the old original games, what I've collected from a kid and that lot. It's quite worth a bit of money there, so I've got everything.
Dale, this is amazing. This is amazing. And so, yes, sorry, what are you playing this evening?
Sega Rally at the moment, and then I might play Tokyo Island Challenge 2. No, and my favourite one is Daytona. USA.
And all these years that you've been playing on it, can you still improve?
Yes, you can, because you can get retro remote controllers or make it better.
Oh, wow.
So it's like playing a brand new console again. Remember the old days when you used to go to the arcades and you could hear Daytona smashing out that song, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, Daytona. You can always hear it. It's playing in arcades. Yeah, well, I'm playing that in a minute.
Dale, you're living the dream. Let's upgrade your life even more and send you the Hometime British Gas doormat so that you can have that to add some money to your home at the very least, if it's not just for the Sega Dreamcast.
Oh, I love a doormat. Yeah, brilliant.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.